You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Well, here we are again. Still hanging on, you know. But I mean, it's not easy having part of John Nolan Drive under construction. You know, I know we all have to kind of brave through this in some way, shape, or form. Oh, you thought I was talking about the economy and world peace. No, I'm just talking about John Nolan Drive at this point.
What is it'll now be done in 3 or 4 years. What are you complaining about?
Oh, yeah.
Piece of cake.
I know. I mean, progress is really... I don't even want to bring up the word progress talking about John Nolan Drive.
So, yeah, it's only down to a lane going each way. Now,
I have not been down there yet. I've avoided John Nolan Drive like the plague.
Same here. I've not driven on it since they started construction.
I mean, I think I can make it into the station really fast sometimes if I just take John Nolan Drive, Beltline John Nolan, into town. That would be really quick, right up Broom Street and Johnson. That's it.
Bada bing, bada boom. You're here.
I got it, man. Yeah. You got it.
I did that this morning, and don't do it.
Don't do it.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it? Well, it's really super early. No one's out.
There is people that are out still on John Nolan at like 5:10 or 5:10. Yeah.
Well, they camp out so they can get a spot on the John Nolan
Drive. There's a lot of people.
So you drove it? Really? You drive in that way?
I do. Yeah. I'm right off the Beltline, so I just take it all the way here.
Okay.
So am I. I wonder where the hell you live. You'll have on Middleton, right?
Yeah, by the mall over there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where,
Oh, like, you live in the apartments out there?
I do. Yeah.
Like Westtown?
Yep, Westtown Mall. Right over there. I can see it from my apartment.
That's just a little ways from your place.
He lives in the mall. I live in Costco. They've got really nice housing out there, you know?
And I'm surrounded by Easttown Mall. All over the place.
Yeah.
There's Easttown Mall, and then there's a ton of strip malls everywhere around Easttown Mall.
Boy, there is. They just went nuts.
Nothing but strip malls.
Yeah.
Everywhere. Yeah. It's crazy. So, how was your weekend? Everything go okay? Did you do any lawn work? Did you take care of the EV? Did you take care of the dog? What's happening?
No. Well, I took care of the dog.
Of course.
But everything else is pretty much completed at this point. I had a wonderful, wonderful time putting up my son's Christmas tree.
Oh,
and
really?
Yeah. It's a fake tree.
Yeah.
A lot of people are going to the fake trees now because they look so real, right?
Okay. Yeah.
They're so expensive. Oh my God! You know.
Did you buy a new one? I mean.
No. Well, he wanted one, and we just thought, well, why not? You know, and get a fake one. So it doesn't burn or anything like that. I don't have that much confidence in Gen Z at this point. I'm hoping, you know, I'm counting on you guys to make it through the election. But we were putting it up and stuff, and it's, you know, it's a 4-foot tree.
Yeah.
And it's cute as hell.
Where'd you get it?
And he had it, actually. It's part of the apartment upstairs. This is my younger kid, 23. He took over once the tenant left, but the tenant left the tree in the attic.
Oh.
Yeah, he knew it. He just said, hey, keep the tree. And it's a pretty tree. Yeah. You know, and a lot of these artificial trees are like at $150, $200.
Right.
The light is integrated in the branches.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping that works. if one light goes out or if all the LEDs go out, I don't know what happens at that point. But, it's really cool. It really is. And it's nice to see him enjoying himself in Christmas cheer, you know? I mean, it's just...
So you put up the tree, but you didn't plug it in yet? You don't know if the
lights work? No, it's in. We completed the whole task. It's not that much. You know, it's 4 feet tall. There's no ornaments on it, but we put it together, and it's sitting there just beautifully lit up.
Oh,
it's
wonderful.
Cute.
Well, Gordy, do you have a Christmas tree or no?
I do not. I was actually shopping for a Christmas tree myself. I was just checking a couple of places, Home Depot and, you know, Target. And
What about the Christmas tree farm that we...
I wonder what happened to that. I don't want to. I think they're going to be around. Yeah.
This year too.
I imagine.
I'm going out there.
Are you?
Yeah. I think we can't get a Christmas tree because we have the Kraken. Mm-hmm. We have the almost 3-year-old border collie.
He doesn't settle down.
She's making slower progress than the two that we had previous, but she's making progress. Anyway, we're just not sure having a tree is a good idea with her, and she might take some of the ornaments off the tree and you know,
eat them.
We just don't trust her with the tree.
Yeah.
But we want to go out there.
I'd like to get a tree. I haven't found one yet. I just want a small tree.
Yeah.
And probably an artificial tree.
Yeah.
It's just the way to go now. Dom, what about you? You got a tree?
Yeah, I have a small tree I've had since college, and it's about this wee big. It's very, very small. It is artificial as well, but it's
2 feet?
Nice. Yeah, about 2 feet. Yeah, yeah. I could put a few ornaments up on it and then call it a day. But yeah.
Mm.
I also put my Christmas lights out all around my apartment. It looks very beautiful.
Really?
Yeah. You guys should stop by. I'll invite you guys over.
Yeah. Boy, I can't wait to make it over to your apartment. No, that sounds cool. No, really.
You have lights inside the apartment.
I do, yes. Yep.
Outside, what about in the balcony? Do you have a balcony?
I do have a balcony, and I do have lights on the balcony, too.
Do you?
Yeah. Wow, right next to my Arnold Palmer. Yeah.
Did you really do all of that?
Yeah, I did all of that. Yeah, I locked in this weekend. And yeah, right next to my spiked Arnold Palmer. So very festive.
Your spiked Arnold Palmer.
It's my favorite drink. Yep.
Okay. Oh, my God. Really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Okay. Well, weather for today, looking cloudy all day long.
Yeah.
Clouds, and then some rain. Some scattered showers along the way, mainly this afternoon and this evening. Right now it's 38 degrees, highs close to 50 for today. And 80 million people will begin traveling this week around and about to, you know, celebrate Thanksgiving.
Sure.
80 million hitting the roads,
That's hitting the airspace.
Yeah. Did you watch the Packers and Vikings game at all? Either of you guys?
I sure did. You know, I wouldn't miss that for anything in the world.
Kind of beat up on the Vikings, 23-6.
I didn't expect that, but that's the way things go, you know.
Yeah.
By the way, I thought of it. It's Summer's Christmas tree. I love the contradiction in words, but Summer's Christmas tree farm.
Yeah.
Out in Middleton.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's just it sounds like a great place to go. We have not been there yet, but
actually, I was there.
Oh, you have?
Yeah, with Arthur, Catherine, we went out to check it out when they
were store out there
signed
and
up with as sponsors.
For, ornaments.
Yeah, they have a really nice place. I mean, it's beautiful.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's where we're going to go for a wreath or something. I think that's what we're going to get out there
for wreaths. What about your other son? You didn't mention him,
huh? A wreath.
Mm-hmm. Just one wreath.
Yes.
Your other son doesn't do the Christmas tree?
Well, we asked him if he wanted a Christmas tree, and he says, I don't know. So I guess that must mean we're on the fence with that, or that we should be alerted to it someday. we want him to have that kind of spirit within his apartment, too. We just want that.
I just figured if you had one for one son, you'd have one for both kids.
Well, they've got to okay it. You know, they have their apartments.
Okay.
We're not going to force it on them, but we thought, you know, because of the great celebrations that we've had in the past, that they would be just begging for a Christmas tree or at least some Christmas spirit in their apartments.
Yeah.
And we were wrong.
Well, anyway.
I mean, we're not sure what he wants. But Brett, he wanted the Christmas tree up there, and it's wonderful.
Now, do you or either of the boys do, or Dom, do you do Christmas cards? You send Christmas cards and to friends?
No,
I don't think so.
I think that's gone with the wind.
It could be, with the regular letter communications, snail mail, right?
Yeah, my parents don't even do it anymore.
Really?
Yeah, even my grandparents don't do it anymore. So no one I know even does it.
Crazy.
So.
But we do.
Do a few. I do a handful.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty good. Kind of old fashioned.
Eight or ten people.
Right there, Mr. Old Fashioned.
Yeah, Mr. Old Fashioned. That's me.
So, do you Do you, accumulate a little data all year long about your life and things you've accomplished and then send a little Christmas message out to all your relatives?
Detailing everything.
Yes.
Everywhere that I went.
Yes.
No, I don't do that. But you know who does do that? Hmm. We found out last week, Pat Kreitlow does that.
He does a complete
rundown, and I'm sure he'll update that when we're with him later.
I'm always fascinated with that. We have relatives, and they kind of tell us what's going on in their families.
Yeah.
And
Do you hear from your sister and your brothers?
It's not like I can't wait to find out what they're doing. No, actually, I don't hear from them very often.
Even a phone call?
One in Las Vegas sends an email every once in a while with a crazy story.
Yeah.
But that's about it.
Who's out in Vegas?
That's Brian.
Okay.
One of my
twin brothers.
Twin brothers, yes. I'm not the twin. They're twins, Bruce and Brian.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But you don't hear from either your brothers or your sister?
Not often, no.
Christmas time.
I mean, they could reverse it. They don't hear from me either.
Okay.
So, at you, man. Screw you.
Got some early calls here. Let's go to Matt, who's on the line from Middleton. Hey, Matt.
Morning, guys. So in this age of this time of giving and empathy, which is the holidays,
yes,
I thought I'd mention what happened to me 2 days ago.
Oh.
I woke up and I went on my YouTube and I kind of entered a Mr. Rogers remembrance feed of videos, and I actually teared up a bit.
Wow.
Really?
I was watching these videos of Gen Z people, like young people, from around the world, not just the U.S. And they all had this visceral, crying reaction to Mr. Rogers.
Oh, really?
Had me thinking about my own childhood and how he impacted me and how I am certainly more empathetic and a person now because of that. And I thought about young people today not having that. And instead they have this Nazi influencer, Nick Fuentes and Elon Musk and Joe Rogan and all this,
and what's left of Charlie
Kirk.
Kind of
the polar opposite of Rogers.
I agree.
And I just thought I'd bring that up and get your view on that.
Mr. Rogers was one of the great left-wing propagandists that we that we had. So, it's nice looking back at some of the things, his tours through, meatpacking plants, seeing the meat slaughtered.
I forgot that episode. That was really something. It was a good
one. Sorry to have to remind people of that one.
Okay. We're just getting started on Monday morning. It's John Peterson, Gordy Young, along with our producer, Dominic Lee, live from Madison, Wisconsin. Just getting going here.
Yeah.
We'll be back with more after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Trending. I do like that. Who is that?
That's Leo Sidran.
Leo Sidran. Ben Sidran's kid.
Yes. Great drummer.
Yeah.
And composer, yeah. It is 6:23. It's cloudy this morning, 38 degrees. Highs close to 50 late today. We could be in for some sprinkles and showers.
Yeah.
Phone lines are open, 608-879-8255.
Let's see who's... Oh, it's Mark. Mark.
Good morning, Mark.
How are you doing?
Morning, guys. Yeah, I'm just about ready to head out to my tree stand now, but I... up north, but... talking about cards, my Aunt Jean, who is no longer with us, but she would send a card for every holiday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
really.
New Year's and Christmas and Valentine's Day and St. Patrick's Day. And
wow.
And,
she
kept the card companies going, I think. But yeah, you were talking about cards, and that's what came to mind. But, great show, guys. And
thank you.
We'll be talking to you more next week.
Yes, absolutely.
Where do you go up north?
I'm up in Douglas County, about 15 miles south of Lake Superior.
About
7 miles east of Patterson Park.
Seven miles
east of Patterson Park. Yep.
I still think you can get us on the satellite.
there,
yeah, that's how I got you. But it's interesting. I've been hit. You know, hang a little bird feeder next to me, and the chickadees come and
nuthatches
come and and they keep me company. And I'm like Snow White up in the tree there with the birds landing on me. And landing on me is a platform waiting to get to the feeder because they have to take turns. And, but I mean, it's either nuthatches or chickadees on the feeders. No. Mm-hmm. No woodpeckers this year, but in past years, we've had both downy and hairy woodpeckers on the bird feeder.
Well, you know, you might want to give us a call in the afternoon. Matt Rothschild will be our guest host. Gordy won't be here in the afternoon today.
Right.
But you can always tell that story to Matt. You know, he loves birds, and he's a bird watcher.
Yeah.
I'll give you guys a holler.
Absolutely. Right. Yeah. Well, love to hear from you then.
You know, good luck and be safe out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Deer Hunters Roundup time, too. Our northern station's running that. Yeah.
Is that on now?
Yeah, it is.
It is.
Yeah,
okay.
They got it going.
How long do they have the...
A couple of weeks, I think.
What do they call it?
Deer Hunters Roundup.
Okay.
Yes.
Pretty complicated name.
can't
keep track of that.
Been doing it for a long time. Yeah.
Tom? It looks like it lasts for a couple months. Yeah, it lasts for... or maybe a few weeks. It doesn't really say exactly here when it ends, but... Okay. Lasts a long time.
We'll get our research department.
Because they're deer hunters. They don't make plans, you know. So,
okay.
But if you listen, it's a riot listening to it.
It's hysterical, really.
They just talk and talk and take calls from deer hunters and their kids. It's something else.
A lot of it is just, you know, the art of deer hunting, you know. I mean, it's really everything around their hunt. Everything, you know, from traveling to getting up in the deer stand to taking the deer. And
every once in a while, there's an original story.
No, it's all good.
It's almost like interviewing an athlete, you know.
Lots of funny
stuff
happens.
Well, how'd it go, in the second half? Well, you know, we really tried hard, and we thought we could really outdo the other team, You know, every cliche, my eyes glaze over every time I think about it, you know. And my Cusco is able to do more than that. He asks that other kind of question, you know. Mm. And that's what makes him so good and so unique.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, okay. No big thumbs up from any of you guys. Well, I'm a big fan.
I agree. we're with you on this.
All right. Okay. Yeah. I'm out here alone, guys. Help me out. All right. Well, you know, we're kind of half sleeping here. I had a very restful weekend. Thank you.
Did you?
Yes. I have my sports watch on, and it tells me how much sleep I have, what kind of sleep I had.
Yeah. What's it telling you?
What do you want to know?
Yeah. How much sleep did you get last night? Can you tell us from just looking at your watch?
Yeah. Yes, I can. That's the whole point of it.
Well, you wear the watch 24/7, right? You never take the watch off.
No, I do take it off. When I get up in the morning, I put it on the charger right away.
I see.
By the time I'm leaving the house this morning, I put it back on. It's fully charged.
Ready to go.
It lasts about 2 days. So
while you're
good there,
can you check out the sunrise and sunset times?
I got about 6 hours and 26 minutes of supposed sleep, but then they subtract the part where you're awake, moving around, and that would be the total actual sleep time, 5 hours and 23 minutes.
Oh, wow.
So there you go.
Good for you.
And then, of course, you can look deeper into this thing, and you could also find out what REM period was. 57 minutes, and that's damn good. That's the dream segment of your sleep.
Yeah.
And then the deep sleep, which is, you know, repairs your body, and that is 35 minutes.
Oh.
And as you get older, that decreases, but I don't know, last week I got about an hour and 25 minutes of deep sleep, which is fantastic. I felt great. I felt like I could lift the world on my shoulders, which I think some mornings it seems like that's the way it is.
It's fascinating. So
thank you. Yeah, I'm here. Yeah. No, I'm trying to sell you on getting a damn watch that works for you.
Getting a watch like that. I don't like it.
You don't do you like the, the
it's big
the
and clunky.
No, it isn't.
It's not.
It, look at yours.
Mine is not as big and clunky as yours.
Okay.
It's nice and slim.
Yeah, slim.
No, it's fine. But yours, you get the sunrise and sunset time.
I do. Yes.
So what do we have?
And that's
for
the whole reason to get one of these.
Oh, I've been waiting.
Because
find out
everybody's got to know that. Up. It's 7:01 sunrise time and 4:26 sunset time.
Oh, thank goodness we know that. Okay.
Yeah, humor me with my super watch. Well, everybody's
watch.
Wearing one now.
It's beautiful.
Gordy.
Yeah, okay.
Join the crowd.
I don't think so. let's see. When we come back, it's time for Idiocracy on John and Gordy in the Morning. WMDX Madison.
Well, they're dumb all the time, and now we have to actually watch this fiasco unfold, this agreement between Russia and Ukraine unfold before our very eyes. I've never seen anything so surreal. I mean, this is truly the dumbest agreement I have ever seen in my life.
Well, they're still working it out. They're still tweaking it around the edges, right?
And somewhere along the way, I think the reporters, they have a responsibility to approach it in a neutral way, which doesn't really work in this case, but they are, they're attempting it. There is an agreement.
Well,
and
there's a significant step forward.
And the Ukraine is considering aspects of it. Yeah, making it sound like there's actually some chance that this thing could pass.
Well, there's a peace framework, they're saying. We're on the verge of peace. So
it is dumbest, the worst agreement I have ever seen in my life. Let's talk about it.
All right, we'll get into it here. Let me just remind everybody, it is 6:37. It's cloudy today, high around 48. Some sprinkles, some showers later today. Now, 38.
All right.
Okay. Well,
let's get into this thing. Okay, so it seems like Russia's got all the cards in this one. All of them.
You think so?
Yeah. Well, I would think so. I mean, it almost looks like Russia's a little afraid of NATO. Just a little afraid. Yeah. And I think NATO should feel pretty good about that. You know, they have the edge.
Hmm.
I mean, from what Russia wants to do is put NATO back on its heels, and NATO can say, you know what? No. You look like you're afraid of us.
But isn't that one of the parts of the supposed peace treaty that Ukraine would never join NATO? Isn't that in there?
Yes.
That, from Russia's point of view, that's one of their...
Let me do what they do in that one feature that we run all day long. Yes.
Yes.
Okay. All right, here. Ukraine agrees to enshrine in its constitution that it will not join NATO, and NATO agrees to include in its statutes a provision that Ukraine will not be admitted in the future. That sounds like Russia is afraid of NATO.
Yes.
The NATO nations.
Yes.
Back on their heels. Do not agree to this. This is the dumbest agreement I have ever... How? What?
Well,
what?
It doesn't matter. Russia never holds up their end of the treaties.
No, they never do.
They never have, and they never will.
So why write it into the Constitution of Ukraine? This is ridiculous, right? I mean, it is so insulting. This one part is so insulting.
Yeah.
Zelensky should just walk away and say, you know...
Well,
when you're serious, get back to me, you know?
Well.
Anyway, and then NATO agrees not to station troops in Ukraine.
Okay.
Why is that? Is Russia, again, afraid of NATO? Yes, I think so.
Mm-hmm.
And then European fighter jets will be stationed in Poland.
Okay.
All right. I don't know why that has to be like that. and then... The size of the Ukrainian armed forces will be limited to just 600,000 personnel. It's a significant figure, but look at what Russia has.
Right.
So that's kind of dumb too. Again, they're building in this fear factor that they have of free countries, of Europe, of the NATO nations. They're afraid, and I would take this as a point of interest if I were the NATO nations. Yeah. I would say, okay, well, looks like we've got the upper hand in this, and it's time for the NATO nations to step in and try to negotiate something with this. They're appalled by this.
I'm
by
sure
the way.
They are. Yeah. Gary from Madison texted us on the Civic Media app. It says it's a surrender plan, not a peace plan.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Giving up a lot of land, too.
Oh, yeah, right? That's right.
I mean,
oh, my God.
That's a big part of it, too.
It's huge.
Yeah. I mean,
You know, Russia is expected not to invade neighboring countries.
Oh, okay. They'll agree to that.
And NATO will not expand further.
Okay.
Why have something like that in there?
Well, they're both tired of fighting, apparently. Just call it quits.
Well, it just seems ridiculous. And they have the U.S. involved in this. U.S. will receive compensation for the guarantee. Now, how's that, right? We get their mineral rights.
Oh, okay.
And if Ukraine invades Russia,
yeah,
it will lose the guarantee? Yeah, because that's what Ukraine wants to do, is invade Russia.
No.
See, there's so many dumb things in this. It's like a splattering of, well, if you believe this, you know, let's try it. There you go. Sir Topham Hatt knows.
Exactly.
If Russia invades Ukraine, in addition to a decisive coordinated military response, all global sanctions will be reinstated, recognition of the new territory, and all other benefits of this deal will be revoked. Oh, no. If Ukraine launches a missile at Moscow or St. Petersburg without cause, the security guarantee will be deemed invalid.
Without cause. I love that. Let's go to the phones. Joe is on the line from Madison this morning, 608. 879-8255. Good morning, Joe.
Boy, interesting times, isn't it? First off, who was invaded? Which country was invaded? Just a minute.
Yeah,
who
right.
had their boundaries battered? So it's like your neighbor says, well, I'm going to go into your yard and take this. In fact, I'm going to take your whole yard, okay? Now let's argue about how much of your yard I'm going to keep, you know, how much of your yard.
That's right.
And what I love was in that peace agreement, so-called peace agreement, it specifies that Ukraine is supposed to have Russia as its official language. What?
Yeah.
Ukraine is supposed to have the Greek Orthodox Church as its official church. Presently, they have the Eastern Orthodox Church as their official church. I mean, it's just insane stuff in there. And it's just, you know, coming back to it is Russia is getting nipped real bad. They're losing oil refineries. Up to a million casualties. Yeah. That's what's happening. And so bold and audacious on their part, and also laughable. I mean, what neighbor would say, sure, since you invaded my yard, go ahead, keep as much as you'd like. That's fine. And your religion, that's a religion that I want to follow.
Yes, exactly. I know. And there's one here. Both countries undertake to implement educational programs in schools and society aimed at promoting understanding and tolerance for different cultures and eliminating racism and prejudice. Well, that's nice. As they try to take over Ukraine. What?
It's DEI.
Yes, it's DEI right there. And we should be out of this thing. I know Trump doesn't want to be a part of anything that's DEI.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Boy. Good luck, you guys.
Yeah.
Take care.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Joe.
Yeah. That's true. All Nazi ideology and activities will be rejected and prohibited.
Okay.
Well, we don't need a Russian agreement just because of that. And Ukraine will adopt EU rules on religious tolerance and the protection of linguistic minorities. Both countries will agree to abolish all discriminatory measures and guarantee the rights of Ukraine and Russia media and education. DEI.
Yeah. Well, we'll see how it all unfolds this week. They're supposed to get down to the final details and We'll see how this how it all comes out.
Yes, yes.
And then watching.
They want to put in a nuclear power plant.
Oh, cool.
It'll be launched under the supervision of the IAEA, and the electricity produced will be distributed equally between Russia and Ukraine.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Yeah.
So well, so if we do have sanctions against these guys, Ukraine is tied in with that somehow. Right. Well, that's not good. And the territories, we were talking about that. That's one of the most important parts of this.
Sure.
A lot of the area will be recognized as de facto Russian. there's a real surprise.
And Ukraine seems to be, very concerned about their security. You bet they are.
Yes.
How are they going to monitor this?
Well, with
the territories and the boundaries. Who's going to do that?
It certainly isn't a big deal. We have elected the wrong president at the wrong time. Because this is obviously not working. This guy, I'm just starting to notice that. I was waiting to see for sure.
Well, it's that wait and see.
Wait and see. Yes, and I'm beginning to think that that's true. Okay. Well, the other scary part, and it doesn't have anything to do with this agreement, but the other scary part is this insistence on not having any guardrails on AI. That is one of the truly most breathtaking things that this administration could possibly suggest at this time with AI being developed the way it is. Not having guardrails on that is not...
Doesn't seem
that's the worst logical. Possible thing you could do. The people that created AI are telling you, don't do that. We have to put safeguards in AI in order for it not to turn on us and destroy the human race. And that's, and I'm not kidding, that's exactly the way they put
crazy.
It.
Crazy. Yeah. Back to Ukraine here.
Oh, yes.
Matt from Middleton texted us, Ukraine is actually older than Russia and a more important land and people to the world. They're winning the future, so should not relent. The territory Russia occupies is useless due to the Russian assault. Thank you, Matt, for that text.
Yeah, what I don't get is what are we doing to help Ukraine at this point?
Well,
because Russia is making some inroads in Ukraine at this point. I don't know why. Why aren't we doing something about it? Why aren't we just, putting out the biggest, giant, most huge...
What?
I don't know, offensive that we could possibly put together with drones, right? Yeah. We'd fight this in drone activity.
Yeah.
Let's go to Kurt now. Kurt, what do you got for us this morning?
Just got about a minute, Kurt. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'll be quick. I've been following this war very, very, very closely with experts.
Yeah.
I don't believe for one second that Zelensky would be so foolish to sign off on this since he's put Putin in such a deep hole.
Mm-hmm.
He's totally destroyed their infrastructure and he's continuing to do so. And Putin is in hiding. He's messed. He's cornered. This is the time to really put the screws to him.
Mm.
You're right. And, just alone, this agreement is telling us again that they are on their heels. They're backed up. And let's take advantage of that.
Yep. Thank you, Kurt, for that phone call. 6:48, back with more of John and Gordy in the Morning after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Oh, yeah.
Agent 00000.
He's right here. Here he is. Big finish.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Good morning.
Like the beginning of a James Bond movie.
I know.
You know.
Good morning, John Peterson.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Whew. Okay. I'm breathless after that. And I think most people have driven off the road, and we have created a lot of accidents.
Perhaps. It is 6:53. It's cloudy, 38 degrees. Look for some sprinkles or showers later this afternoon and into this evening. Highs around 50.
You are the wizard of AI.
No, I'm not. It's fun to put those together.
That's wild.
I know.
It is.
Oh, what is? Got to play that other one, one of those other ones.
Yeah, there's we got a few in here, yeah.
I know.
Play another one.
Use them sparingly.
Yep.
Oh, we want to hear
where's
it now?
That bombastic one?
The majestic one?
That sounds like, yeah, it sounds like a Western.
Yeah, right? The one from
Spaghetti Western.
Last night. Yeah.
Yeah, let's hear that one.
Okay. Here we go.
There you
go. Like.
Imagine me with a big iron on my hip. Oh God. God.
It's so good.
Oh.
In this app that I use, and yeah. it's called Suno. I don't know, just to get out the sea. You can put in descriptive words. So I put majestic in there, and I think big Western sound or something like
that.
It has that. But I wasn't expecting that huge ending to it. It's just
my God.
Monumental.
Great. If you could have just added in a little Lorne Greene.
Well, maybe some applause at the end or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Lorne Greene and Ringo. I mean, that's like the
Ringo.
Whole thing
oh,
right there.
Yeah.
There's still a spark of good in John Peterson.
Unbelievable stuff.
Okay.
That's fun to play with.
It is. Yeah. It's fun to play with.
Good stuff.
We do have time here. This is an older story, but I was looking it over thinking, you know, should I throw it out or not? And I just thought, nah, this is too much fun.
Well, let's hear it.
Laura Loomer, who has a strange look, doesn't she?
Mm.
Surgery is not doing wonders for her. Anyway.
If you're going to have plastic surgery, you know, you need to go to the best.
Or have as little done as you
right, just a little tweak can manage. Here and there.
I don't know, but anyway, Laura Loomer posted this a while back. I have to say, I do want President Trump to be the dictator of the left and as much a dictator as the left thinks he is, and I want the right to be as devoted to locking up and silencing our violent political enemies as they pretend we are. I've had enough of the left thinking we will defund them, prosecute them, lock them up, and dismantle their power for generations to come. It needs to happen. All right, okay.
Okay,
and then
all right.
Trump said, if you look at the problem is on the left. It's not on the right, despite recent attacks on Democratic figures. White House Chief of Staff Susie Wiles says, it will not be easy. There's a layer upon layer upon layer, and some of this hate-filled rhetoric is multi-generational. But you've got to start somewhere. I think she's talking about the left and maybe the Gen Zers who are more on board with the left than anything.
Yeah.
Now, I got some sad news for everybody out there. This is not good news.
Okay. Should we sit down for this?
You might have to.
Okay.
I read, it was just a headline, and that's all I have on this, that the Democratic Party is settling into the idea of Kamala and Buttigieg as the ticket for 2028. Yes. Thank you.
Really?
Yep. I know.
Settled into that.
Yes. Absolutely. Okay. A little moonlighting music right there. do you remember that?
Oh, yeah. That was a great show.
Yeah.
Bruce Willis and Sybil Shepherd.
Sybil Shepherd. Yeah.
Yeah. That was good. So why? So
that was just a headline. That's all they had. And I thought, well, that's enough. That's enough.
Pete
Buttigieg. Shock upon shock.
Okay. Well, you know.
Well, first of all,
that bad to me.
First of all, female.
Yeah.
Black female.
Yeah.
Gay man. Mm-hmm. It's just
married,
we're looking at a possible ticket that could divide this nation again and again and again.
Yeah.
I personally. Don't see it as a bad ticket.
No.
See, I really like Pete Buttigieg a lot.
Yeah, okay? He's great.
And
yeah.
He's been out there. Kamala has disappointed me tremendously. I love the campaign she ran, but at the same time, she has just disappeared. Mm-hmm. She should be out there. All the candidates that are interested should be out there right now promoting their agenda and making sure we know they exist and start running, because that's what Trump did. He ran 4 years.
Yeah, and you're right. That could be the key. Maybe she's just not interested. You know, she's been staying kind of low. She put out a couple of things.
But she's doing what they traditionally do, and that's hang back. And
yeah,
that's
wait.
Not good. Okay, let's listen to a little bit of Ringo here. Very similar to the John Peterson theme.
Lauren Green. Okay, coming back in the 7 o'clock hour after a check of news, weather, and sports. Be more of John and Gordy for a Monday morning.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.